Or divine mother, may all my speech and idle talk. And if you take the mantra apart and think about this in the evenings, this can be a very brief meditation. You see, I wouldn't know how many words I have used tonight to express myself, because it's always yourself. You have not even created your own voice. So what you give back is a different identification. I think it's my speech, and whatever I talk by comparison is idle. The only speech that I have a right to is mantra. So I give you back all the words that I have used, and you turn them into drops of blessings that can fall into the lake of the mind of other people, of those that I have come in contact with. That gives you very different concepts of words in the use. All actions of my hands be mudra. Everyone here in the ashram is working. You always use your hands, whatever it is, on a typewriter, in a typesetter, in the cooking, in the driving of the car. It would be very difficult if you didn't have your hands. You would try everything to get artificial hands if you would not have any hands. Sometimes think for a minute about it. Then you can be grateful for your speech, for the voice that helps you to communicate with the world around you. And you can be grateful for hands, the hands that held you when you were a little baby, the hands that may now caress you in many forms. It may give you some medicine, that may just, the pressing of the hands may say, I understand you. There is communication that you can have with the hands. Let it be a beautiful one, let it be a giving one. And yet sometimes you have to use your hands in a violent way. So there's a fire, you have to break a window. May all my eating and drinking be the offering of oblations into thee. Because we haven't created the food, and yet we want to nourish our bodies, and for what purpose? May all my lying down be prostrations before thee. Sometimes lie down before you go to bed, on the carpet or on the bed, or before you turn the light off, or before you pull up the cover, on any particular moment. And specifically if you think you're terribly tired. But if you're lying down, indeed becomes a prostration, which doesn't mean necessarily you have to lie on your tummy. By lying on the back and looking into the sky, or on the ceiling, or wherever you happen to find yourself, and keep an image of Divine Mother projected into the sky, projected onto the ceiling, or wherever. Or if there is a picture that helps your stimulation, your focus, for a longer period of time, to have something to focus on is very good. And know every little detail of the image, the picture, or the statue, or whatever you use. Know every little detail, imprint it on your mind. And the enlargement from there into the world is your body, and all the rivers are your veins, become much more meaningful. Then of course we think that life can be only work and can be only discipline. May all my pleasures be us dedicating my entire self into thee. If we offer all that we have, everything, There's very few mistakes that you can make, because somehow she will let you know by giving you a particular inspiration, intuition, dream. There's many ways, but then you have to have that calmness, that quietness. The hour before you go to sleep, you may think you are too tired, but nevertheless, fall asleep, even on those days that you, what you may call, dog tired. Even then, the last thought, let it be of Divine Mother. Or let it be of the light. The light is the emanation of Divine Mother. And it will be a different night, and it will be a different awakening. So everything that is done, let it be taken. Please take everything I do as your worship. I would not suggest that it should be a lifelong routine, because a routine loses very soon its spirit. But let's say you do this for a week, and then 3-4 months later, again for a week, and you tell, I have not taken back my promise. I promise to do your work. I have not taken it back. The Divine Mother doesn't need that reminder, but you do. And you renew your promise. You say, I haven't taken it back. I have committed myself to be your handmaiden.